Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Exponential Age by Azim Azhar is a contemporary nonfiction analysis of how fast-moving technologies are reshaping the modern world. Written for readers who sense that business cycles, political conflict, and social change feel unusually turbulent, the book argues that the core driver is not simply more technology, but technology that improves and spreads at exponential rates. Azhar is known for his technology commentary and for building the Exponential View newsletter and podcast, and he uses that perspective to connect technical progress to second-order effects in markets and institutions. The book's central purpose is to explain why familiar systems such as regulation, labor markets, and democratic politics struggle to cope, and what kinds of responses might narrow the mismatch. Rather than treating technology as either salvation or catastrophe, Azhar offers a framework for interpreting the acceleration, highlighting both the potential for abundance and the risk of instability when societies adapt too slowly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the exponential gap between technology and institutions. At the heart of the book is the idea of an exponential gap, a widening mismatch between the speed at which key technologies improve and the pace at which social systems adjust. Technologies can compound quickly in capability while dropping in cost, especially once they can be replicated through software, scalable manufacturing, and global networks. By contrast, institutions such as governments, legal frameworks, education systems, and cultural norms change more slowly because they rely on negotiation, legitimacy, and established procedures. Azhar uses this gap to make sense of why disruption feels persistent rather than episodic. When firms, workers, and citizens face shifts that arrive faster than norms can absorb, stress shows up as polarization, distrust, and uneven economic outcomes. The concept also serves as a warning for decision makers who still plan in linear terms, assuming that tomorrow will look like today plus a small increment. In the exponential age, a small improvement rate sustained for years becomes a transformative leap, and the inability of institutions to respond at a comparable tempo can turn progress into volatility. Secondly, four technology domains driving acceleration. Azhar emphasizes that the exponential age is not powered by a single invention, but by several major technology domains that are advancing rapidly and reinforcing one another. He highlights computing and artificial intelligence as a general purpose capability that spreads across industries, from logistics to finance to media. He also points to renewable electricity and energy storage, where improving performance and declining costs can alter the economics of energy and the structure of industrial systems. A third domain is biology and biotechnology, where better tools and data-driven methods enable faster experimentation and new applications in health and beyond. The fourth is manufacturing, including techniques such as additive manufacturing that can change how products are designed, customized, and produced. The importance of these categories is not only their individual trajectories, but their interactions. Cheaper computation can accelerate research, improved energy systems can enable new deployment models, and new manufacturing methods can shorten iteration cycles. This layered acceleration helps explain why change can appear simultaneous across many sectors, compressing the time leaders and institutions have to learn and respond. Thirdly, business transformation and market concentration. A recurring theme is how exponential technologies reshape competition and company structure. Digital systems often scale quickly, benefit from learning effects, and spread through networks, which can reward early movers and amplify the advantages of size. Azhar links these dynamics to the rise of very large firms that dominate key platforms and data-rich markets, as well as to the speed at which new entrants can unbundle incumbents. In this environment, traditional planning methods can fail because they assume stable cost curves and slow diffusion. Firms that understand compounding improvement can invest earlier, iterate faster, and redesign operations around automation, data, and software-driven decision-making. The book also treats disruption as broader than product innovation. Exponential tools can alter supply chains, pricing, and the organization of work, pushing companies toward experimentation and continuous adaptation. At the same time, these forces create strategic and societal dilemmas, including how to handle winner-take-most outcomes, how to ensure competitive markets, and how to align corporate incentives with public interest when technology-driven scale becomes a central source of power. Fourthly, work, inequality, and the distribution of gains. Azhar explores how accelerating technology changes the relationship between workers, firms, and economic security. Automation and software can shift tasks, redesign jobs, and raise productivity, but the benefits do not automatically spread evenly. In the presence of the exponential gap, labor market institutions and training systems may respond too slowly, leaving some workers unprepared for new requirements, while others capture outsized rewards. The book frames many social tensions as distributional problems rather than purely technological ones. when value flows toward owners of scalable platforms, specialized skills, or capital-intensive systems, inequality can widen even if overall capability expands. Azar argues that societies need better mechanisms for adaptation, including skills development and policies that help people transition as industries reorganize. The emphasis is less on a single prediction about job loss and more on the structural reality that fast-moving tools can reorder bargaining power. Understanding how gains are distributed becomes crucial for maintaining social cohesion. Because public acceptance of technological change depends on whether people experience it as opportunity or as destabilizing insecurity. Lastly, politics, governance, and bridging the gap, the book connects exponential change to political strain and governance challenges. When technologies reshape information flows, economic power, and security risks faster than rules can adjust, democracies can experience legitimacy crises and increased polarization. Azar focuses on the need for governance that is capable of responding to rapid innovation without freezing progress or ceding control to unaccountable actors. He discusses the importance of policy approaches that can narrow the exponential gap, including regulation that keeps pace with new business models and oversight that addresses concentrated power. The argument is not that technology determines outcomes, but that institutions must be redesigned for speed, complexity, and uncertainty, alongside policy. Azar highlights values and capabilities that help societies navigate acceleration, such as flexibility in organizational design, resilience in the face of shocks, and a sense of commonality that sustains collective action. The overall message is pragmatic exponential progress can enable abundance and new solutions, but only if governance evolves to manage second and third order effects, protect public goods, and preserve social trust. In conclusion, the exponential age is best suited for business leaders, policymakers, investors, and curious general readers who want a structured way to understand why disruption now feels continuous. Readers gain a practical mental model for interpreting compounding change, especially the exponential gap that separates fast-improving technologies from slower-moving institutions. That framework can improve strategic judgment, helping executives plan for non-linear shifts, and helping public sector readers think more clearly about why familiar regulatory tools often lag behind new realities. Intellectual benefits include a cross-domain view of how computing, energy, biology, and manufacturing interact, and how their spillovers shape labor markets, corporate power, and political stability. The book stands out in the technology and society category because it aims to connect technical trajectories to governance and social cohesion, rather than staying inside a single industry narrative. It is also positioned as more balanced than works that treat technology as either inevitable progress or impending collapse. By focusing on adaptation, institutional redesign, and the choices societies can make, Azar offers a forward-looking guide that is analytical enough for professionals, yet broad enough to inform citizens trying to make sense of the accelerating world. If you would like to support Azim Azar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.